It's Mexican Heritage Night in Los Angeles as the Dodgers play host to the Pirates, and Culiacan, Mexico native Julio Urias was extra impressive.
Swung on and missed strike three. Nova swings and misses and has been struck out. Swung on and missed strike three.
It is a fastball. It's hit hard. Right center field.
He runs out of room. It's gone. A two-run home run for Yasmani Grandal.
A five-time All-Star. Rips one to deep left. Tolles is over. Still going, and he can't get there. Pirates have their first hit of the night.
Jaso with a high fly ball to right, and he leaps, and he can't get it. It's a home run. A pinch hit home run for John Jaso.
First and second for Cody Bellinger.
Ground ball into right field for a base hit. Here comes Seager to the plate, and the Dodgers have tied it at three.
Play into the bottom of the 10th inning as Austin Barnes comes up. Lines one into right center, a base hit. He hits third and comes home. They tie it in the 9th and win it in the 10th.
The Dodgers come up clutch and walk off on the Pirates with a 4-3 win in 10. Austin Barnes picks up his first career walk-off hit, and Pittsburgh's Max Moroff gets his first big league hit in the loss. Austin Barnes continues to excel in backing up Yasmani Grandal, and the young catcher came up clutch on Tuesday as he helped lift LA to a fourth straight win.
Yeah, I'm just trying to drive the ball. Trying to be aggressive right away. He gave me a fastball right away, so he's pretty aggressive with his heater, so put a good swing on it, and thankfully Ross got around the bases. I know he's not too used to that.
Coming off of the bench in a pinch hit situation in extra innings is not easy to do. How difficult of an at-bat can that be?
Pinch hitting is not the easiest thing to do, but you try to zone in on a pitch and put a good swing on it, and thankfully I did.
Certainly this game started off with such a dominating performance by Julio Urias. This is a game that you guys naturally would have loved to have given him the W, but to be able to come back, come from behind and get the win, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Julio, he threw the ball really well, really well. Tolzi out there had a little injury too, thinking of him, but Julio gave us a really good shot to win this game, and glad it didn't go to waste.
What does it do for a player's confidence when you can come off the bench, drive a ball the way that you did, and single-handedly win a game for your club?
Yeah, just trying to help the team win any chance he gets. It's a short bench right now. it feels great. It really does.
Meanwhile, manager Dave Roberts is loving that he's getting production from both of his catchers.
They both came up big, and I think that, the number one thing, Yasmani did a great job with Julio tonight behind the plate and, started off working behind hitters, and, Yasmani got him back in the strike zone. Changeup, got his changeup working, and was really good. And at the plate, he's been working hard, Yasmani, on cleaning up some things mechanically, approach-wise, and today looked like what we've all, grown to appreciate about him in the batter's box. And so he had some good at-bats tonight, a big homer, obviously. And for Austin, you look at the average, but the at-bat quality that he's having and putting him in spots, he's really coming a long way, and obviously it was a huge hit for us.
Last man standing on the bench, carrying a short bench right now. For him to be able to come through in that situation and drive the ball deep enough for Ross to be able to score from first,
yeah, the coach would joke with me because I told Ross at about 3 o'clock today he's going to be pinch running tonight, so he's been stretching for about 7.5 hours. short bench. Obviously we lose Tolles, and we don't know an update right now. X-rays look okay. Potential, though, might be a DL. We'll know more after an MRI tomorrow. But you're already with a short bench, so you got to kind of manufacture, situations and pitchers and players. So it worked out. It was a huge win. Our guys just keep fighting, and that at-bat by Yasmani, the Bellinger hit in the 9th. Julio, again, threw the ball great. And Romo gets an out, and Kike loses the ball in the lights, which is unfortunate. And Louis gives up a blooper. So it was a good pitch that the kid put enough barrel on the ball to get it out there. So we didn't quit. It was credit to our guys.
As long as the hit doesn't result in a change in the outcome of the game, is there a part of you that had a sigh of relief when Julio gave up the hit to McCutchen?
I was kind of figuring out, Mexican Heritage Night. Pitch count starting to creep up there, and we've got to take this young kid out of a no-hitter. I think 45,000 fans would have really come down on me. I was thinking about it. It wasn't the stress. It was more of, you know, and I've always said there's not really a hard pitch count, so he was going to keep going back out there. But, I was a tough one for me. I was thinking through it. But, you know, he's going to get his chance for some other no-hitters.
At what point does he force your hand to have to take him out? You say he's not necessarily on a pitch count.
I think the number that I was thinking of was 110. I didn't want him to go past 110 pitches. So that's kind of where I was at.
What's Toll's injury?
It was a knee. So I think that, as I've heard, I didn't see the replay. He was going up trying to make a play on the ball and thought he didn't have room and came down on his right knee. And so it kind of gave way. So I think the x-ray showed okay. Meniscus fine. Only other possibility that it could be an ACL because of the way he landed. So we'll know more after the MRI.
So if Julio had like given up a couple of hits, would you have said go to the bullpen to start the seventh with where he was at? I think it was 8-3.
No. I wouldn't have, because he was throwing the ball well. He was. I mean, if he was giving up a couple of hits, no. I felt that, you know, we could have got him to 100 pitches somewhere around there, and I really felt he was throwing the baseball well. But, you know, once he got through Polanco, the line drive, and I just felt that I liked our guys coming in.
Did you actually tell Ross to prepare to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told him at 3 o'clock in the food room. So 7.5 hours, so he was good and loose. He minimized the damage, and I think today the change played really well tonight, and that's again a credit to Yasmani for going to it. But you know, I think the thing is that, you know, as good as he pitched, I still think there's more in there. You know, I think that you know, getting ahead of hitters more consistently, I think that'll make his job a lot easier. So you know, he's just, you know, has the ability to kind of make pitches when he needs to, even in a sequence. But I think going forward, to continue to go deep in games, and that's the goal for a starting pitcher, you got to get ahead of guys.
You preach patience with Yasmani at the plate right before the game. Is it just as simple as that for him to kind of find his groove?
I think that sometimes when you start to look at the scoreboard and you see your average go down, you start to get a little anxiety, and I think all hitters have that. And, you know, the challenge is to stay strong mentally and to still stay locked in on your zone. And when he does that, and I don't know the numbers when any hitter is in the zone versus out of the zone, but all those numbers are inflated when you take swings at balls in the zone. So his ability to kind of identify when his approach is right, he's elite. And tonight I thought he took very good swings at balls in the strike zone.
The Dodgers will go for the 3-game sweep on Wednesday in Los Angeles. Kenta Maeda will make the start.